I'm honored to share the word here this morning, not only on the first day, but the first Sunday of the new year 2023. We had a powerful time last night. I was amazed on how many people came out and stayed to the very end. And we went all the way to 12 o'clock with many prayer targets. And at 12, we did the countdown, but to go into prayer, not to start yelling and hugging each other. But we had three targets, I believe, that the Lord honored. I believe something spiritually took place last night. It wasn't just a 2023 New Year celebration and us coming together. But we had three prayer targets after the midnight hour came. We had three prayer targets, and it was I'm looking for it. I have it memorized. But in celebrating Jesus, the first one of the three was celebrating Jesus, not celebrating one another, not telling one another Happy New Year's. But as we went into prayer at 12 a.m., we were celebrating Jesus, amen. We were lifting up his name, amen. And the second prayer target after the midnight hour last night, we were celebrating Jesus for everything he has done. And they by far outweigh what is negative here this day in your life, my life, and those viewing online. We celebrated Jesus and what he has already done. But the third one was we celebrated Jesus this time by faith and what he's about to do in this new year of 2023, that it not only be a cliche that everybody's saying in the church right now that it's going to be the best year, but you need to believe it. It starts with you. It starts with you doing something with the opportunity that we've been given in this great salvation that we have received from the Lord. And this is what I'm going to be preaching about here this morning. The message here this day, if you're not listening, it's going to go over your head. You're going to have to be listening, a student and being a pupil here this day. I believe the Lord has given me this message, amen, for this new year, if the church numerically is going to grow. Amen. We're going to have to do our part. Amen. I also want to thank the Lord that Pastor Felipe, we sent Pastor Jamie out to Jacksonville, Florida. Pastor Felipe and his wife, Sister Lily, and his two children left so many months ago to help him pioneer Jacksonville. Amen. Florida. And go ahead and give the Lord a good clap offering. And within summer, you know, Pastor Nick's the one that makes the calls. He will be getting sent out, it's already on paper, to Orlando, Florida, which is, amen. So in that, he got a call and he gave me a call, and he was given the opportunity that he said yes to once again and becoming the regional overseer of the golf course, but they live on a golf course, amen. The rehab works at a golf course. The Gulf Coast region. So they have just signed them on to be a regional now out there. So let's give Pastor Felipe, Sister Lily, and the family, and the VO Jacksonville, VO Florida Church a good clap offering here this day. Amen. It also excites me here this day that last night we've added two more people to the leadership. Amen. One being Brother Jay and the other one being Brother Isaac. Amen. So let's give them a good clap offering here this day. As we get into this morning's message here this day, Once again, I pray that you be focused and listen to what the Lord has for you here this day. As we go to the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 16. Right now, our ministry internationally is looking for specialists, not just people to fill the spots and get a title and to run a ministry and oversee a ministry. But the ministry is looking for specialists right now. And according to God's word, our gifts, there's certain things that God has placed within your life and my life to do well. And then there's just certain things in your life and my life that we ain't going to be good at. But that's where the other person is good at. Amen. And we're going to compliment one another here this new year. Amen. And the Bible reads in Romans 15, 16, Paul speaking. And he speaks about himself saying, I am a special messenger. And I want to just put a IST to that. I am a specialist messenger. Paul speaking. From Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, I bring you the good news so that I might present you as an acceptable offering to God, made holy by the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. I ask that you put me to the side, Lord, that your word go forth with clarity, with power, and that it not return back void unto you, but that it accomplish what you're setting it out to do, Lord. In each and every one of our lives, present here this day and viewing online, in your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. So here Paul calls himself a special messenger. He got saved thinking he had it together. He was radically saved just as much as I believe a high percentage of us here this day in attendance were radically saved by the Lord. And here Paul would say, I am a special messenger. And I just want to again change that word from special to specialist. Amen. You need to know that you and I are specialists here this day. And I'm going to tell you there might be different things that you're a specialist at. But I want to share about something here this day that we should all be a specialist in. And that's in the SOS, in the salvation of souls. We might have different gifts, different assignments in the church, but we should all be specialist messengers in the area of winning people over unto the Lord. And that's what I want to speak about here this day. As we go back to the verse of 16 there of chapter 5, Paul once again says, I'm a special messenger from Christ. Where was he a special messenger from? From Christ. Amen. And then he goes, to you Gentiles. To who? The Gentiles. Amen. And what was the message? The good news. The good news was the message. And the purpose was the SOS, the salvation of souls. See, when we think about the salvation of souls, we got to get past self in order to even be concerned about somebody else's salvation. And I believe a lot of times we get stuck in ourselves and we're confronting us, and we never get to the place to even be concerned about somebody's salvation, somebody's destiny, and they might even be our very own dear family members. And that's why it's so important here in this new year of 2023 that we mature as Christians, as sons and daughters of the Lord. And one way of maturing as a son and a daughter of the Lord is by being a soul winner. This is what matured my life in my early walk with the Lord. I believe I was the street team captain there in Salinas, California for 3 or 4 years. And we used to, I came in my street jacket to church here, my sweats. I drove from my house. I changed here at the house we have here. And I had my street team jacket on. You know, and we all had street, and we would go 30, 40 deep. I would convict everybody and say, you ain't down. And we ended up getting a good, we would go to Chinatown and wouldn't get out of there till late night. And every time we went, we were bringing people back to the rehab. Every time we went, people were getting saved because of the SOS, the salvation of souls was taking place. That a lot of times we leave it to the rehab or the leadership and we feel that is not our part to play within the church. Many ministries in the church calling out for specialists right now. The international movement of Victory Outreach is calling out for specialists right now from all around the world. But I believe specialist messengers of soul-winning evangelism is what is going to grow the church numerically this new year in 2023. We might have different ministry assignments, but we should all be soul winners here this day. And if you ain't a soul winner yet, we're going to be having classes to teach. It's simple. It's just a step of faith, amen, in soul winning and telling others the good news of the gospel that is able to radically not only save one's life, but transform one's life as well. Amen. In Romans 15, verse 20, the Bible says, Paul, once again speaking a few verses down, Paul speaks saying, my ambition always, my ambition has always, in other words, when he got saved, it was about soul winning. In other words, as he started growing powerfully in the things of the Lord, his ambition stayed in the winning of souls. And I believe that in the beginning walk with our Lord, everybody was ready to go to the streets, ready to make disciples, ready to do this. But as you start maturing in the church and you start having years under your belt in the church, we can fade away from having to think that we don't have to go to the street evangelism anymore. We can stray away from the SOS that others need salvation just as much as we needed salvation. The maturity in your life, in my life, should grow stronger and stronger in the area and the focus of saving the lost and the bound. And here Paul clearly says, my ambition didn't change. Even though he was very, very knowledgeable and educated, his ambition for the saving of souls and the planting of churches never changed. And our founder, over 55 years now, Pastor Sonny Argazzoni, along with his wife, Sister Julie, started off with the rehab, started off winning souls in East L.A., and 55 years later, his ambition, amen, has not changed in reaching out to the lost and bound. And that is why we're now currently, because his ambition, the call upon his life did not change. That's why we're not just in East LA, but all around the world in over 33 countries right now. Something to be excited about. If Paul's ambition didn't change, if our founder's ambition didn't change, he's still flying the world right now. At 80-some years old, along with his wife, our ambition for the saving of the lost and bound shouldn't change either. But I believe a lot of times as we mature, there's a trouble, a warning where people get cold. And the focus leaves from lives being saved. So here Paul says, my ambition has always been to preach the good news where the name of Christ has never been heard, rather than where a church has already been started by someone else. Tells us Paul wasn't staying in the same place, because he had an ambition to see the lost and the bound saved. Amen. He was always going to a fresh spot, a fresh place, looking for men, women, and young adults that had yet not heard the good news of what Jesus was able to do in one's life. And I believe this new year of 2023, and I know the Lord has given me this message, I'm focused right now trying to bring the church into focus, amen, in the SOS of the salvation of souls. I believe what going to different places represents to me is doing something new, getting to somebody new here this new year of 2023. A lot of things that I've seen a lot of Christians start to mature and they can plateau and just stay doing the same thing. But Paul was always looking, go back to the scripture, please. Paul was always looking for a new place to preach the gospel, to preach the good news. He was always looking for a place, a person that had never heard about Jesus. And to me, that represents the life of Paul was always growing. The vision of Paul was always growing. And my question here, this new year, 2023, how's your vision here this day? What is your vision focused on today? Could you say that it is on the lost and the bound? And I get it. We have to focus on 1,000 things that the day brings on a daily basis. But I believe if we put Jesus first this new year, he will speak to you as he speaks to me of the SOS, the salvation of souls. And it's so important to celebrate Jesus this new year on a daily basis, not just on Sunday. That's not good enough. If I would have just partied on Friday, I never would have become a full-blown heroin addict. But I started doing it every day, and that's what allowed me to be consistent to what was wrong. And now my life, 25 years later, has been consistent to the vision that the Lord has given me, our ministry, all around the world. Verse 3 was to preach the good news where the name of Christ has never been heard. To me, that represents growth. Point meaning reaching people outside of the church. What Paul was saying, I go beyond the church walls. I start a church and I go to start another church with people that yet have not heard the good news. I have a point here that says, us reaching out allows Jesus to reach in. Us reaching out allows Jesus to reach in. Not only Jesus to reach in our lives, but us reaching out also allows Jesus to work within the lives of the lost and bound and bringing them to salvation as he did our lives. I also believe as we reach out and Jesus reaches within our lives through evangelism, that it brings a maturity to the believer. I'm sold out on that. that as we reach out, it allows Jesus to reach in to continue to mature our lives in the calling upon our lives. But because many stop reaching out, it hinders Jesus from reaching in and reaching out beyond the church. I'm here to preach the gospel here this day. I may not mention New Year's, Happy New Year's too many times, because I'm here to celebrate Jesus. I'm here to celebrate the gospel that is able to change and save broken families that are here currently in the great city of Victory Outreach, Milwaukee. I believe the complete purpose that God has for your life and my life, the mature, complete purpose, is not only to get saved, but to become that specialist messenger in saving others. I want you to write a note when you get down to your house and I say, this year I'm going to be a specialist messenger of the Lord, and my purpose is to carry the good news to save the lost and the bound. I'm going to find a new person to work with. I'm going to find a new spot in the city that has never heard of what Jesus is able to do, that has never heard of who he is. It's not only to get saved, but to become that specialist messenger in saving others. One's life will never be complete if you just get saved without saving others. Your life will never be complete. I think I preached a few weeks ago that the greatest gift you could ever receive is salvation. But along with that, the greatest gift you could ever give is salvation as well to somebody else's life. And too many times we get comfortable in our salvation and what God has done for us, and he's transformed us. But that's just the starting place. What he wants to do is use you as a specialist messenger this year in bringing the gospel to the lost and bound, that even includes your very own family members that haven't heard about Jesus yet, because they're so crazy, you already believe that there's no way they can get saved. But yet, here we find ourselves this day. How many know somebody that says, that man, that's never going to change? I said that so many times coming in the church. You got the wrong person. But something continued to happen in my heart. Service after service. And then I finally surrendered and came to realization that the good news that was being preached, amen, was being heard by me. Eventually, I believed it. And eventually, I gave my life to Jesus. And here now I stand, preaching the good news, the gospel, 25 years later. That, my friend, is power, power, power. The plan of God, not just for my life, but for your life, for you all viewing online. It's the full, mature plan of God. That this year we all be specialist messengers of God. Hitting a new spot. New people. I believe Victory Outreach International is a Green Beret ministry of specialist messengers saving people all around the world. Our founder was not pleased with East LA having a revival taking place there, because there was other spots, as the Lord would start speaking to him, that hadn't heard the gospel yet. And 55 years later, there's still many places that have not heard the gospel, the good news of who Jesus is and what he's able to do in one's life. And it's important here this morning that our message, that we not only have the right words as we evangelize, but that our lifestyle matches with the right words of the gospel of truth. It's important that all of us work on some area within our life this new year that you've been saying you're going to do, but it still hasn't taken place. It will hinder you from being that specialist messenger of the Lord. And I really believe it's, call it prophetic or not, that this world that we're living in is getting close to being over. You know, COVID is not even spoken about no more that much. Here and there, it has little flares, goes down. But life is back to normal again. And we forget that what could have shut down the world and kept it shut down. So it's important because time now is running out. Time now is running out. And there's an urgency in the heart of the Lord calling out an SOS to the church, to Victory Outreach Milwaukee, and answering the call of being specialist messengers of His Word. There's an urgency here this day. In verse 21 and 22 of Romans 15, Paul, still speaking, he once again starts off by saying, I have been following the plan spoken of in the scriptures, where it says. What plan was he following? The Word of the Lord plan. The Word was God and God was the Word. And Paul here says, I've been following the plan spoken of in the scriptures. So if you want to follow the plan of God, you're going to have to learn for yourself. Scriptures, what the truth has to say, if when you're evangelizing, amen, if you want to come with the good news, not your news, which may sound good, but has no yoke-breaking anointing power over it, amen, it's very important. The plan Paul was following was the plan spoken of in the scriptures, in the Word of God. That he was now being the writer of by the unction of the Spirit upon his life. But he first needed to hear it from the Lord, from the Word. And he speaks humbly, saying, I have been following the plan spoken of in the scriptures where it says, those who have never been told about him will see. And those who have never heard of him will understand. Can you see what I'm preaching here this day? Are you understanding what I'm preaching here this day? Because it's coming from within the scriptures. It's not my plan. It's the plan of God that Paul was following about, writing about. And it's simply the plan that I'm following. If it worked for Paul and it worked for our founder, and it's working all around the world. It's working here this day as I'm preaching. I'm not coming with my plan. I'm coming with the plan of the Father. And I know if it's followed. And we abide in obedience in the scriptures. That the word of the Lord will not return back void to him. In fact, he goes on to say, my visit to you has been delayed. So long, for years, amen? So long because I have been preaching in these places. I would like to say different places. He wanted to go to the church there, but because his ambition was for the saving of souls, he was making his way, but then he would see another group of people that never heard of Jesus, and he would preach the good news, and they would respond and get saved. And as he would see another group of people, he would go to another place and another place, which would turn in for years, that delayed him. That delayed him. And I believe here in verse 22, I believe this year, 2023, if we are going to have to delay certain things in our lives in the saving of other lives. Paul himself, that was following the plan that was written in the scriptures, the great man of God, the great apostle, he was no longer Saul, but the great Paul, was delayed. What delayed him? Was he caught up in this and this and this that was taking place in those times like others were? What delayed him? There's nothing wrong with the word being delayed if you're being delayed because you're saving souls. And I believe that our plans for our lives, for our future, our education, whatever it may be, the job, there's some certain things this new year of 2023 that are going to have to be delayed. If you want to operate within the scriptures, if you want to follow the plan of God, some of your plans, my plans, your plans viewing online are going to have to be delayed. They're going to have to be put on hold because people are dying right now. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. The great SOS, we're just not coming with any message of good news. Because I have a lot of people that come to me, call back, Pastor, guess what the good news is? And it has nothing to do with the gospel, nothing to do with saving the lost and the bound, nothing to do with the church. It's a me plan good news. And a lot of times we can be deceived of the work of the enemy and thinking that we're in the scriptures. Just because somebody blessed us. I want to end the message here this day. I'm going to move quick right now, Sister Connie. In Romans 5:15, the Bible says, but there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. A great difference. Amen. And what the world has to offer and what the Lord has to offer this new year, 2023, there is a great difference. Not a little difference, but even the lost and bound will be able to see that great difference when we evangelize and become those specialist messengers. There's a great difference what the world has to offer and what the Lord has to offer your life, my life, the city's life, this world's life today. My life has been radically transformed. There's a great difference of who I am today than who I was over 25 years ago. There is a great difference. A great difference. But many times we struggle a little bit in the Lord and we want to go back. Like if the world was in good competition, you know, close, you know, with what the Lord has to offer. Amen. And so many run back to the world when the Bible clearly says there is a great difference between the two. A great difference. You should be able to see that. You should be able to understand that. I see men, women, young adults doing great in the church. But as soon as they go back, what was the great difference now shifts back to the work of the enemy within their life. No longer fulfilling the call of God. Being hindered at every turn, every look, everything that is said, hindered. Not only yourself, but those that are attached to your name and getting saved. Romans 5:16. There's not only a great difference between what the world has to offer and the Lord has to offer, but verse 16 says, and the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of the one man's sin. So not only is there a great difference in what the Lord has to offer, what the world has to offer, so too is there a very great difference in the results on who you follow, in what you do, and the decisions you make. The Bible goes on that to say that the results are very different. The results in my life are very, very, very different than they used to be 25 years ago when I was still lost and bound. The results that come from my life are very, very different. That even in my hardest trials and tribulations and things that I go through, I'm still able to see that there's a very great difference in me serving Christ than serving the enemy. There's a very great difference, and it comes with very different results. But the reason people stop seeing it is because they get cold. Remember, as you reach out, Jesus reaches in, and you're able to stay focused what's important to the Lord. Scripture says, don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. Jesus is wanting to be lifted up this new year by your life. He wants to prove and show you how very much different he is, because he's able to back up his word. He's in the scriptures. He is the scriptures. Verse 19 of chapter 5 of Romans. And the Bible reads, making this comparison again, because of one person's disobeyed God, many became sinners. Amen? But, there's the flip side, but because of one other's person's obeyed God, many will be made righteous. Tells us that your life and my life has a ripple effect. I shared on Sunday. Your action, your decisions has a ripple effect. There's a ripple effect of disobedience going forth from your life, or a ripple effect of obedience going forth from your life. There's a ripple effect. Whether, even if you're doing good, or whether you're doing bad, there's a ripple effect from everybody's life. That everybody, it's so clear that everybody can see it, everybody knows it, whether you're on the right track or the wrong track. You can be in church here today and be on the wrong road, be on the wide road. But the good news is that you're here this day. And we serve a God that wants us to come clean here this year of 2023. Amen. He wants us, you know, to confess of our sins on a daily basis. We live in a filthy world of sin, of darkness, that's going down and going quick. As the worship team makes their way, please. I always try my best to preach a Christmas message and a New Year's message, but I'm here to preach the gospel. Give me, please, verse 5 of Romans. I'll take your time. I didn't give it to you. Romans 5, verse 5. Verse 4. And the Bible says, and endurance develops strength and character, and character strength for our comfort, hope of salvation. Go to the next one, please. It's not the right one. Give me. I had it the other week, that produces the harvest. Oh, Romans 7, 4 and 5. Romans 7, 4 and 5. As we think of the message here this day, it's one that we need to receive. It's for your benefit. It's for your good. And the Bible reads, so my dear brothers and sisters, talking to the believers, Paul once again, this is the point. You died to the power of the law when you died with Christ, and now you are united with the one who has raised you from the dead. As a result, we can produce a harvest of good deeds for God. See, your life and my life has the potential, the seed, God's word within our lives, because we're no longer that same person. We have, amen, this day are able to produce a harvest of good deeds for God. Verse 5 says that we did a lot of bad deeds, of sinful things, amen. When we were controlled by our old nature, sinful desires were at work within us, and the law aroused these evil desires that produced a harvest of sinful deeds, resulting in death. Here this day, today, we have the opportunity to produce the harvest, not just a few good deeds unto God, but a harvest. I knew I had a harvest out there when I was lost in the bound to the works of the enemy. But now I testify humbly that in over 25 years now, that I have produced a harvest of good deeds unto God. And He's wanting to do that for everybody here this day. I'm nobody special, but I am a special messenger. And I'm speaking a timely message right now of what matters to God, what He has in His heart. Usually when someone says SOS, they did it back in the days in the ships. It was the distress. The ship would be going down, and they would send an SOS. But this OS is coming from God, not from people. The SOS of the lost and the bound, the salvation of souls, is coming from God and none other, but He would call to His church, a church that He has saved, that knows what it is to be out there lost and bound, that is able to see what a drug addict looks like 100 miles away, that knows the talk, the language, what it feels like. God, right now as we stand, is calling out an SOS to you and I, His sons and daughters, that if we don't respond to, there is people that are not going to get saved. And I'm not here trying to bring fear on anybody, but to have a fear reverence unto God. It's our righteous worship, that we should worship God with grateful, open hearts here this day. But sometimes we miss it because we get caught up with the plan of this world that is important but not priority. And I'm going to open up the altars here this day. We're finishing early. I'm going to open up the altars. Don't try to bring the person that's next to you. Just you answer the call. You answer the call.
Caught up in your presence.
Caught up in the scriptures here this day. It's a good place to be, a good place to be.
Caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessing.
Celebrating Jesus. celebrating Jesus.
More than anything that you can do, I just want you.
Tell the Lord I'm going to be that next specialist messenger.
I'm caught up in your presence.
I'm not just going to be a recipient of the gift of salvation, but I'm going to be a giver of salvation. I'm going to hit a new spot, a new place. There's people waiting for me outside the walls of this church. It's my obligation. Don't miss the call. Don't miss the call.
Jesus, you don't know me anything. And more than anything that you can do, I just want you.
It's all about the SOS. Soul winning. The salvation of souls. That was the plan and the purpose of Jesus being born, being raised up, dying, being resurrected. It was for you and I, the lost and the bound. We are co-workers of Jesus. We are ambassadors of Jesus, speaking the very words of Jesus, walking the words of Jesus, being in scriptures. Yes, 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 yes.
Nothing else, Jesus, nothing else.